welcome to episode 150 of
Brutal Battle.
And as everybody knows, it's a decasode. It's the time when we do what we do, and actually some of our most popular stuff. People have said, I love the decasode, it's my favorite. So that's what we're doing this time. This is a tournament, Brutal Battle Royale as we call it, and the style for this go-around is fruited beers. So
all
can hit a lot of stuff. Yes. You can have fruit in a stout, you can have fruit in a lager, you can have fruit any way you want it, basically. So it's a big range, as long as there's some sort of fruit in there. I don't know if somebody pulled, like, you know, a little trick, and are peppers technically fruit?
Yes.
Exactly. So I was thinking maybe someone's right. Pulling something funny with that.
I thought about doing that, and, well...
maybe it's...
I can't say one way or the other.
We'll find out.
I won't say.
So do, Dan.
All my beers have tomato in them.
Oh, God. So they'll all be umami, which is great. We love the umami flavor. I do. So we have Dan Kim here. We have Ross Miller.
Yes.
Who, this is probably the quickest turnaround for anyone to be on a regular episode and then be on a tournament, so...
I take this very seriously.
Usually there's like a two-year waiting.
So. two-year wait, not quite. And we have Amanda. I'm sorry, what's your last name, Amanda?
Zivkovic.
Again?
Zivkovic.
Okay,
Zivkovic.
Got it.
Zivkovic.
It's Croatian.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's exotic. I mean, it's exotic. It's cool. It was like the time when I was at a restaurant recently, and our server had an accent, and I was just like, I feel like it's like European something.
Yeah.
So I asked, and I feel weird about doing that, but at the same time, I just want to know. And she's like, oh, I'm from Bulgaria. And I was just like, oh.
Never would have guessed
right,
that,
right? It's just interesting to know those things.
But
anyway, Amanda will be here. She is drinking her own beer at the moment. What are you having?
Grisette.
Oh, Manor Hill Grisette. Always a nice, nice beer. And she has been told, hey, feel free to throw stuff in if you want to, whatever you feel about a beer, if you feel strongly about it one way or the other, go ahead. But the main voters for this will be the participants, which are myself, Dan, Ross. We're doing four beers each, actually, in the tournament. We brought six each, so there will be some prizes. We're going to change the way we have been doing the prizes. Before it was just, well, for this instance, it would be winner would get four and runner-up would get two. But the way we're going to do it, everybody usually goes home with some beer anyway. We never follow those other rules. So we're just going to have it seed a draft, basically, for what beers are remaining. So whoever wins will get picks 1 and 4. Whoever's second place will get 2 and 5. And then last place, you know, 3 and 6. So that's how we're going to do it. But just to remind everybody, the way we do this is all blind. We do not know what beers these are. We might have an idea of one that may be ours personally, but we don't know for sure. So we're going to do 1 against 2, 3 against 4, so on and so on, because they are numbered. It's bracketed style tournament, but we do have the Swain save, which comes in the third round, where we'll relook at all the beers that have already been eliminated, and as a group we'll decide, hey, we think this one beer deserves another shot because it kind of got a raw deal in the beginning, or it's really opened up at this point. So,
that's in the round of four, right?
Yes. You got it. Yep. And I'm trying to think, what else do I need to say? Oh, yes. So we will reveal what the beer is as it gets eliminated. So if there's a winning beer, we're not going to know what it is until it gets knocked out.
Until, yeah.
So that way we go all the way through to the end, and it's a big cliffhanger, because what was the winning beer?
Yeah.
We don't know until the very end.
Who's the big winner?
Who's Umaro... Numero uno. Numero, I swear I didn't drink anything.
Your Spanish is terrible, Carlo.
Yeah, I know.
Is numero uno agave lime beer from Flying Dog in the mix?
I actually
I don't think so.
Terrible in foreign language.
Oh.
I was
lime fruit?
Awful.
Lime is a fruit.
Yeah.
It is a citrus fruit.
Yeah,
there you go.
I don't think I've ever heard that debated before. It's,
well, this is going
to
be...
Is it enough to count?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and this is interesting because...
Any fruit in there.
I was trying to think, too, before the tournament. I was like, okay, is it okay if somebody did just, like, rind? You know, like, if it's a beer with, like, citrus rind or something like that. And I was just like, I'd be fine with that. That's fine. Because it's a portion of that fruit. People typically don't eat it, but it's a portion of the fruit. And
it's
being
got plenty
used,
of oils.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. People zest... People zest those things.
Yeah. We've seen the fancy cocktails with the pinching and the fire coming out of the oils.
Have you seen those? I have not.
Yes.
I mean on TV.
No, I know a lot of fancy bartenders.
Okay. Well, you live a fancy lifestyle.
Huh?
You live a fancy lifestyle.
Hey, man. There's cocktail bars that sell a lot of beer, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta check them out. Go hit them up.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Let's
get in.
Begin.
Ross, don't feel intimidated.
I'm not intimidated.
This is number two in a row for Dan Kim. And obviously, I've been around for all of them, so...
It's a streak. I mean, I didn't win at all, so I don't know if I want to maintain that streak.
So. All right, so one versus two right off the bat. One looks very... a little orangish tinge, but very yellow, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a white head on top.
I just smelled it. It smells pretty neutral.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I don't spill any fruit out of this thing. Honestly, I wonder if it's a lager.
It smells a little lager-ish, but I think... I can smell like a little bit of like a citrus rind in there.
Yeah.
It smells
like ironically, what were we just talking about? Exactly. Citrus rind. That's what I'm getting, like a very slight citrus, general citrus heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, emphasis on slight.
Yeah, you gotta get in there.
I feel like if you keep smelling, there's a little bit of maybe a peachy aspect to it.
Oh, very clutch. In the nose. Yes.
Very, very small though. You really gotta reach for it. And that's bringing, like, a very little bit of sweetness on the end. But there is a decent bitterness in there, too, because it's smelling like citrus rind. But, it's very light on the nose.
Very neutral.
Very. All right, well, let's try it. Man, it's watery as hell.
Yeah, I mean, you can taste a little bit of hops. I can't pinpoint it right now, but my main flavor is water. That's the main thing.
This beer is watery. There's not a whole lot of body to it. I get bitterness. Mm. I get a little bit of that citrus rind aspect. It still tastes like lemon, kind of, to me. I don't get that peachy aspect.
It is. I still see, because you said it, I'm
just make sure everybody, you know, check. Make sure we're not drinking too hard on these, because what you have in your glass is what you got. And if it's a Swain Save beer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confident this will not be this one.
That's what I was thinking, but
That's fine if you're willing to take that chance. Otherwise, you're going off memory.
I'll be highly embarrassed if this is my beer.
Too dry a finish for...
It is
too...
Yeah, there's a dry aspect. But it's so, like... Okay, there are beers that I have that... like, are watery in the sense that the flavor falls off at the end of what I'm tasting.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I feel like it falls off before I get much of anything.
Right, but at least...
and then it rises at the very end.
The bitterness.
To be too dry and bitter.
Right. Yeah.
The bitterness is really the only thing that saves this beer, because it's the only thing that's kind of...
doing anything to your taste buds.
Noticeable. I'm trying to smell for more.
So light. I don't know. All right, well, let's just move to two then, because if this is a mediocre beer, it's going to win. Two. Two is a lot darker. It's orange. Slight bit of a haziness. Not much, but very, very, very slight. Very orangey. Smell it.
I'm getting a little bit of something tropical in there.
Yeah.
A little mango-ish? Like a slight mango aspect to it? There's a little bit of like a hoppy dankness in there.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I would venture to guess that this might be a fruit IPA.
Yeah, it would smell as though that would be the case.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's got like a decent bitterness on the nose. Mango, pine,
there's a little malt backbone that it
smells like it's going to have a decent mouthfeel to it with the malt backbone that's most likely there. Let's go ahead and try it.
I'm getting a grapefruit aftertaste that's pretty pleasant.
I can see that grapefruit aspect. I feel like I do get a little bit of that mango part of it, and a little bit of a pine, which kind of like, they go hand in hand with me. Like, I feel like mango tastes kind of piney anyway, so I usually, when I'm getting mango, I'm getting some pine.
Anyone else getting any, like, metallic?
Metallic?
Yeah.
Oh, like, maybe, like, a slight tannic thing on the end?
Yeah. I mean, it's not terrible. It's just something I got.
Maybe something, like, a tiny bit of something like guava.
Okay. Mm. I could see a little bit of a guava-ish note to it.
I'm terrible at differentiating, like...
Tropical,
yeah. Like, guava, passion fruit, what's the...
Were you just making a jerk-off motion?
Yeah.
Like, you totally...
No, I'm pointing to my hand, yeah. Which happens to be hovering
over...
What's
the fruit that I jerk off to? It's,
You're a terrible person.
It's cantaloupe. It's a great one. Very soft.
Very supple.
Yeah.
I like cantaloupe. I do like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dan Kim, did you have a thought? Where you?
No, I'm just... No, there's like three or four tropical fruits that I can't taste the difference between, at least in my head.
You ever had star fruit, by the way?
Yeah, it's a citrus fruit, right?
No. Well, I don't know. It tastes kind of like strawberry to me. When you cut it, it looks like a star. Like,
yeah,
it's the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume you probably know.
I probably should have went to Wegmans or something and got a bunch of fruit before.
Or just, like, gone in and smelled it all.
Yeah.
Wegmans has star fruit.
They do. A lot of places around here actually have star fruit for some reason.
Yeah, just bring a knife and start cutting into the produce and smell it and then put it back.
It looks research.
Listen, guys,
okay?
I'm in a tournament, okay?
this is very important. What is wrong with you?
Have you heard of the Olympics? This is not that, but very close.
For beer.
I'm in the beer industry, okay?
Okay. Do you guys feel strongly about whether you want one or two to go ahead?
I have a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go two.
I'm going two, absolutely.
I don't love two, but it's definitely better than one.
Yes. Well, it's like I was saying, if two was mediocre, it was going to win. All right, so set two aside to one... area, which will be whatever your winner's circle is, set one aside to wherever you want to put your losers. If you feel like you need an
short
area,
on real estate.
There's a bunch of empty bottles here. I wonder why that is, Carlin.
Because I drink beers, man.
Is this table going to be...
Yeah, no, go ahead. Just push some stuff to one side or the other.
Can I put it on this stack of vintage family photos? Or
Actually, yes. I don't care. I don't care about family photos.
That's why we have selfies now.
And selfie sticks, apparently.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
You ever hear about a family photo stick? No. Only a selfie stick.
That's true.
Only one is driving industry and innovation. The selfie. Families, you're out. Your old hat.
The family stick would be, like, 40 feet long or something.
Family stick sounds like something that, like your parents beat you with.
Yes,
like,
it does.
This is the family stick passed down to each first son. To beat their first son with.
Or it actually just sounds like a penis, because that's what one of the
family
ingredients
stick.
For making a
this
family
is how I'm going to make a family later in my life.
That's what they call it in West Virginia. It's the family stick.
Oh, man.
I'm not even from there, and I'm offended for them.
It's okay.
They're not offended. They're from West Virginia. They hate people who are offended.
All right. So, let's go ahead and reveal the first one getting knocked out of the tournament. Number one was a beer of Ross's. I'm sorry. It was Clown Shoes Mango Kolsch, 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Wow.
I knew it was that.
Yeah.
You knew it?
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say anything. Dang.
Just feeling bad for you.
Yeah, it's like one of the only ones I've
Well, you said lager. Dan Kim.
Yeah.
So,
I was just talking about Kolsch's today, how much I love them. And then,
me too.
And then I had a little sip of this, and I was like,
I don't love that.
You don't love a $14-$15 fruit Kolsch.
Well, I saw it there. I'm like, mango Kolsch, it sounds good.
Clown Shoes is super, I mean, in this market, Clown Shoes is super overpriced.
No.
And, like, you can get some really good beer from them. Like, I don't know. Like, that is a $15 six pack, or you can get Space Cake. For like $8 in a bomber.
Yeah.
And that double IPA in a bomber is worth $8. That six pack, $15. Nah, I think I'll pass.
Well,
Kolsch's, I mean, beers like Kolsch's don't tend to do well in this tournament format.
Well, but here's the thing. If it was a
nice, clean, pure Kolsch.
Right.
You know, not
if
like
there
a fruit Kolsch doesn't.
If there was enough mango flavor in that beer, You know, up the mango aspect.
No, I think it would have ripped it to shreds anyway. No. Because
it would have been two.
Like, this is just water with mango juice in it. That's what would have been said.
That might have been better than two.
I just feel like when you're comparing beers like this, the intensity of flavor is just going to win you out in the tournaments in a setting like this. And so a style like Kolsch.
And that's also how it plays out on the internet. That's why all the stouts and IPAs are high rated.
Right.
And, you know.
So there you go. We're just doing what the internet wants.
Yeah.
Our internet overlords.
Subconsciously is, you know. All right. Well, so we got 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Let's hop into it. Actually, I'll just say 3 and 4 don't look too far off. 4 looks a little cloudier than 3, and 3 looks a little
darker.
Darker.
Slightly.
Orange. They're both orangish.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and swirl up 3.
Oh, this smells a lot better.
This is very melony.
Yeah, it does smell like melon.
Holy moly.
That cantaloupe you were talking
about. Yeah.
I smell cantaloupe for sure.
I'm also getting orange.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of orange, like mandarin.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
What I'm worried about with all that...
So much melon, though.
Yeah, with all that melon is I hope it's not watermelon extract. Because that's going to be a thumbs down.
Does it smell like watermelon?
No, I was getting just more like...
I was thinking more like...
Cantaloupe-y.
Maybe honeydew, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little honeydew mix.
Yeah, just those general melonic sniffs.
Melonic? Is that a word?
No, it's melodic, but I switched... some letters so that it would apply to melons.
Right.
And
it's the music that melons make.
You know how when you take cantaloupe or you leave like honeydew or cantaloupe in the fridge for too long and it gets that sort
it's
of
real
like,
soft and
yeah, and that like weird
a little
smell.
Musty.
Yeah, like almost dank. I get that.
Yeah. Overripe cantaloupe kind of. Yeah.
And this is why it's important to have a woman's nose involved in this tournament because how descriptive was that? You know, it's a little bit overly old. It's in your fridge for 2 days too long.
Yeah. I don't know. Women might have more taste receptors. I know they can see more colors.
Women have, on average, 6 times the sense of smell of men.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Women are always, like, telling me, like, when I'll taste them on stuff, they're like, oh, this smells like this. I'm like,
I'm going to look that
lady?
Up later. That doesn't sound right.
That's what a science teacher told me that in high school.
Dan Kim questions your science.
I mean, it's a high school science teacher, not a science professor.
So, not getting paid
you know,
much.
Yeah. He might not, but I do believe women have a better sense of smell, because they're always saying stuff like that. 2-day-old.
Jesus Christ.
Did you taste it?
Yeah. What the?
Describe. Use your words.
It
watermelon Dorado.
It tastes to me like cantaloupe cough syrup.
Oh,
like if it was you know, like you have that grape Dimetapp.
Yeah.
But if it was exactly like that, except it was cantaloupe flavored.
I swear,
it's
this
so
is...
thick.
I swear this is Ballast Point Watermelon Dorado, because I hate that beer, and I think that's what
God.
This is.
And the bitterness is so strong on the
Does
end.
It taste like a 10% IPA
it
that has been dumped with
the alcohol,
watermelon
no.
extract?
The alcohol, no. I don't
no?
think the alcohol tastes that crazy. I could peg it at an 8.5 is where I could peg that. But the bitterness is insane.
It's aggressive.
Well, and it builds.
I just keep on getting like that cough medicine note in there.
It's very, it's very syrupy, very cough messy. Which a lot of the times you can get that from high ABV, so that would make sense if it's a 10% imperial. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're.
I could see watermelon in that. I definitely could, but I think it's more cantaloupe-ish.
Ross, are you voting for 4 already?
I'm hating this pretty hard right now. So
yeah,
I'm excited to try 4 because I know I'll like it more.
I will say after my initial sip, I've taken a few more, and it's not as bad as your tongue gets used to it. But I'm still not big on this. It's just.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, I don't know what the difference... I don't know what watermelon extract, if that's what this is, but it definitely has, like, a weird... It has, like, a weird synthetic feeling to it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not extract. Whatever the watermelon flavoring agent is that they use in all those watermelon-flavored beers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of...
Yeah.
I feel like I've had, like, 1 or 2 good watermelon beers.
I think I've only had 2 watermelon beers, period. I've had
Heller High and Briny Melon.
No, I've had the Heller High Watermelon by 21st Amendment, but I've also had the Watermelon Dorado. But I had a lot of beer prior to having that, so
that's a great thing to end your night on. Hey, I'm already drunk. Let's try this double IPA. Let's get it going. I'm not driving.
It just showed up. You know.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move to four.
Let's
see what that smells
big
like.
Big Quattro over here.
Oh.
I drank water and it's still on my
mouth. It hangs.
The bitterness. The bitterness will not go
away. Oh man.
Oh.
That's tart.
Yeah, that's going to be probably pretty puckery.
Yeah, it definitely has like a Smarties, like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of sourness to it. Nondescript citrus sour, in my opinion. Lemon juice, maybe a little bit.
Smell that.
I smell a little bit of a peachiness, though.
Maybe like a lime in there, too.
Yeah, I could see some lime aspect. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of tartness in that nose. Kind of excites me.
Yeah, I'm also smelling a decent amount of malt in the back that I'm hoping will balance.
Yeah.
This, I feel like this smells like maybe it could be a Goza or a Berliner Weiss or, you know, some one of those nice sour styles. Let's check it out.
Wah!
Yeah.
Sour.
Mm.
Whoa.
It hits you a little bit kind of like the outside of a Warhead. Mm-hmm. You know, the candy Warheads. Like, it hits you with with that sourness really quick. But I feel like it goes down real quick after that. Like, it's like this initial kick, and then it just, like, goes down. And it kind of, like, evens out at the end with some sweet fruitiness.
I feel like I don't even taste the fruitiness until way after the sip has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, there's something to be said about that. Because, that's kind of nice, in a sense, that what's lingering on your tongue...
Right.
I don't know. I like it.
It's better than the reverse, which is, oh, it tastes like fruit, and then it goes, oh, my God.
Yeah, because the first taste is like somebody just sprinkled a citric acid powder in your drink.
No, you're definitely right. Like, have you ever had a situation where you have, like, tartaric acid that's in a Sauvignon Blanc or something if you drink wine? Like, you have the actual, like, acid crystals in the wine sometimes, left in your glass. Yeah,
no,
it's like that. It's like that. It happens. Okay, Sour Patch Kids, just the granules of sourness.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more like that.
Can you guys pinpoint what fruit you're tasting? I'm thinking maybe, like, peach or something.
Mm.
Because it has...
I was getting some peach on the nose.
You know, it reminds me of those...
I see that.
It reminds me of those, they look like... like they're like coin shaped, but those peach, they're not rings, but they're solid, and
they're two colors.
They're two colors, and you like kind of rip through them.
Yeah,
they're really good. Those are some
of
my favorite candies, but that really reminds me of that in a good way.
It is. There's a lot of sourness to it. This is like a two note beer.
Yeah,
so it's not super complex in my opinion.
Two good notes though.
Yeah, they are two good notes. I just feel like. I mean, it's a lot better than three, but I feel like it's going to have some, you know, at some point it's going to run up against a beer that's a lot more finessed,
mm-hmm.
has a lot more going on, and it's going to get bumped. But for now, I would vote for four.
Four.
For sure.
All right, so move four over to your winner's area, move three to the loser.
Let's check it out.
All right,
let's
three.
See if my sniper shot was accurate, or if I look like an idiot on this podcast.
Three getting knocked out is Dan Kim's Ballast Point Watermelon Dorado Double IPA with watermelon, 10% alcohol by volume.
Hate that beer.
It's impressive.
I'm sorry to everyone at Ballast Point. It is not the best representation of your brand.
No, I've never.
True.
If I brought it in, I'd never had it before. It just it looked good on the on the label.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's how they get you.
I know. The packaging's great.
Well, no, I mean, no. Just the description of it, you know, sounded like it might be good.
And you trust Ballast Point, right?
I do.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They make great beer. Grapefruit Sculpin's great. Pineapple Sculpin's good. I bet Watermelon Dorado's good. Ugh.
Gotcha. Gotcha with a $15 six-pack. Oh. Well,
yeah.
Isn't regular Sculpin like $16?
Yeah, it's more than $15.
It's yeah. Their pricing sucks. But anyway, I heard they're leaving anyway, so bye.
What do you mean leaving?
What?
Leaving the state. They're not going to be distributing in Maryland, is what I heard. Not, I didn't verify it yet, but we'll find out.
Well, they're building that facility in Roanoke, so I would hope that they don't.
I heard it was something having to do with the taxes that they didn't agree with or something.
In Roanoke?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
They're building something in Roanoke, that's for
sure. I thought it was Richmond. Virginia, nonetheless.
Oh, is it Richmond?
Yeah, it's Richmond. Someone else is going to Roanoke.
Oh.
Yeah, someone else is. Who the hell is that?
Are you sure they're building something beer related?
Is it Deschutes?
They could just be building, like, low-cost housing or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
they've gotten into distilling. Now they're going to get into real estate as well.
And everyone who moves into one of their apartments or houses gets watermelons around a six-pack for free.
Yeah. What a deterrent for living there.
God. No, you don't want to live here. It says Watermelon Dorado.
Yeah.
All right, let's do 5 and 6. 5 looks very
like
yellow.
Very light.
And 6 is very red with a little bit of a brown.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you sit it against the table, it looks like brown ale. Put it up to the light, get a little bit more.
Yeah, it's red,
pink,
orange,
pink, red.
Whatever.
They look pretty next to each other.
They do.
Beautiful.
They're very stark in contrast.
Oh.
5, smelling it.
Yeah, lemon.
Ooh, shit. Smells good. There's a little bit of a flowery, like a floral aspect that's almost perfumish coming out
perfumey,
of this one.
Slightly medicinal, though, to me.
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see it like Band-Aids or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, perfumey and medicinal, there's a fine line there for me.
I don't think that's a... I mean, I do smell that, but that's not the main thing I'm smelling.
No.
There is a small,
there's some
hate to be like a broken record, but there's a small peachiness in there. But it's right under that, like, flowery, potpourri type
note.
It's almost herbal, like, you know when you have, like, loose tea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
There you go. But what,
there's just so,
but what fruit does this smell like?
It definitely smells like some sort of... fragrance, like
is
a perfume.
Is hibiscus a fruit?
No. No, sir. You should know better.
But
I do get a little peachiness.
Yeah.
I do. There's a sugary quality in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little sugary sweet. I can't stop getting that, like, floral.
Yeah.
Which
leads me to believe once we taste the beer, maybe we'll get more of whatever the fruit is. Because none of us are getting a specific fruit in that nose.
Oh, the taste is a lot. It opens up a ton. It's got...
Whoa.
It's got something tropical in there,
crap.
Too.
Mmm. That sweetness is definitely there. Is there a pineapple note in there?
There's also a pine note in there.
Yeah.
Pine? Okay.
This is tropical.
There isn't sweetness.
Yeah.
Lemony.
There's definitely lemony. I don't get the pineapple as much as you do.
I do feel like there is a tea aspect in there.
It's very tea.
It has like a little bit of like that honey quality too, that honey sweetness, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yes. It's like a soft sugar. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Definitely.
I'm glad I brought her.
With a lemon. It's like there's a little bit of like a chamomile tea with lemon added to it. Like that kind of aspect.
Some lemon, some honey. Yum, yum.
Yeah. Lemon, honey, chamomile tea.
Some sort of.
It's not bad,
fruit,
though.
Or,
it's kind of. Yeah. It's tasty.
It also reminds me of kind of those. Like a peach iced tea that you would get.
Okay. Yeah, it's got a peachy quality to it as well.
But, you know, just like a fruit added with a tea. There's a.
It's really light, but it's pretty good.
Even the way it finishes reminds me of tea.
Yes. Yeah, it's very...
That little bit of...
Yes. It is very much like that.
Yeah.
It makes me think of sticks and leaves.
Real crunchy, real natural.
It's whatever you find in the backyard. Nah, better than that. That's
it's pretty good.
That could be a contender.
It could
be a contender.
But the color on the next one has me thinking...
Let's smell 6.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Smells.
Strawberry?
Yes.
I smell some strawberry in that. That's a good pick. What else is in there?
Is that 6?
There's a cherry aspect of that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe might just be a general red fruit.
Yeah. Maybe a little blackberry.
I could see that.
Black cherry, maybe, yes.
Black raspberry? Is it black raspberry Mike's Hard Lemonade?
God, I hope not. There's some sort of note in there that smells a little bit like a spirit. Like maybe like a slight bourbony sweet note. You know what I mean?
I can sort of understand that. Understand where you're coming from.
And maybe that's just because of like a certain sweetness in it and the ABV's on the higher end. I don't know.
Mm. You want to find out?
I smell oaky. Oaky.
There's
a little bit of an oak.
All wood in here.
There you go.
I just tasted it and it tastes like strawberry juice. This is it. It's very good, but man, I barely recognize it as beer.
Yeah, it's really fruity. It's really smooth, though.
Yeah.
I think I taste the oaky aspect.
You think it's like a barrel-aged sour with fruit added?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, with how fruity it is and the amount of smoothness to it, I would think it'd have to be like an oak-aged ordeal, because otherwise, you know, the tartness is going to get out of control.
This
whatever you put in it, you know?
This is a product of a fooder. A fooder.
Son of a fooder.
I don't even really know. I've never seen one.
It's just a giant oak tank.
Yeah.
Like, massive.
I've heard the guy from New Belgium talk about his fooders. But, I've never...
I seriously just thought you made it.
He's very coy.
No, yeah. It's spelled differently, too, so you can't just type in, how you're thinking.
Yeah. I know what
I'm
thinking.
It's really sweet. I do feel like I get, on the finish, there is a sweetness, but I feel like it's just got this hint of, a barrel-aged quality that makes me think about, bourbon aging with that.
Yeah.
When it gets
I think
stomach,
the wood is probably what you're like, oh, it's got something bourbon. The wood is the,
well,
because
the wood can give some caramelly notes, it can give some vanilla aspect, which you can associate with bourbon, so maybe that's where it's coming in.
Do you really taste bourbon in there? Do you taste spirit in there? I can maybe see wood. I cannot see the spirit.
I think as you guys are talking more, it's more of a thing that reminds me of spirit barrel aging.
Okay.
I think plenty of wood, sure.
Yes. Yeah, I think, yeah.
And plenty of strawberry.
This makes it tough.
By the way, this is the first round that features two good beers. And
I know. So whichever one
does. And we're only halfway through, so the possibilities are endless going forward.
Whichever one does not make it may be a serious contender for the Swain Save, just saying.
Yeah.
Mm. I like both of these quite a bit. I want to vote for 6, only because that floral potpourri aspect on 5 is that little bit that allows me to say I want 6 instead.
Yeah, I think...
Just saying.
I think 6, when I... Again, this matters to me. It tastes like it's more expensive. Like, it took more work to make.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Right, yeah.
Because if we're thinking it might be, actually... Like, a traditional sour or something that was in a barrel or... You know. I like that. And the weird nose where we couldn't place what was going on in 5 until we actually tried it. Like... You smell 6, you get a sort of context for what you're going to taste. You smell 5, and then what you taste kind of brings it together. You're like, you need both.
Okay.
I think that 6 has the advantage of just having stronger flavors.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right.
But it also seems to me, I really just taste something like strawberry juice, and it's...
say it's barely recognizable as beer.
Right. No, which doesn't mean it's bad. I obviously like it a lot, but it does kind of seem to me one note, like one good note, but with 5, it seems two or three, and it's a little bit more subtle. I know I'm being outvoted, but I'm going to, on the record, be for 5.
Huh. That's fine.
5 might be coming back.
Yeah, we might decide to bring that back, so just set it aside, but keep it in mind for when we have our discussion on the Swain Save.
I would have voted for 5.
Oh.
Whoa.
I know I don't have a vote.
On this podcast, women aren't allowed to vote. This is not true.
You're like the representative of DC at the house or whatever.
You're not a state.
You're represented, but have no actual voting power.
Yes.
All right, so we'll go ahead and reveal five. Five going out is Dan. It's your Green Flash Passion Fruit Kicker, which is a wheat ale with passion fruit, 5.5% alcohol
passion
by volume.
Fruit is
what? Where's the floral? What's the? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I gotta go eat some passion fruit because I've had a bunch of passion fruit beers and I don't know what passion fruit is. I mean, I love the passion fruit IPA from Manor Hill, but like, I don't know how much I love this passion fruit and how much it's just the base beer is really good.
Right.
Who knows?
If you saw a passion fruit, would you recognize it as a passion fruit?
I would not.
I've seen hand-drawn pictures of it, but I haven't seen
that is so random.
Photographic evidence of it existing in the real world.
Who's drawing you pictures of fruit, man?
I think it was on that Manor Hill can. There was like a hand-drawn.
Okay, that's
computer.
I don't know. I don't know if there's some like Reddit area that
it's
you
like,
found.
It's just like random clip art or something.
Yeah, it's all clip art of fruits that you're never gonna eat because you're an uncultured heathen. Yeah.
Sounds. Yeah. I mean. So it's interesting that passion fruit kicker. I just had someone recommend it to me like 2 weeks ago. They, it was Nathan and, Erica Kolasnik, who had been on the show before, and they went to some, beer festival. It was a beer, bacon, bourbon, I think.
Beer, bacon, music?
Yeah, music, or, whatever.
Was it in Frederick or Towson?
I don't know. The important thing was there's beer.
Beer, bacon,
and
barbecue, that's it.
That's the one in Towson. Beer, bacon, music's in Frederick.
I think it was the music one, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was the more recent one. This was like a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they had the passion fruit kicker, and they said it was one of their favorite beers there. It is good.
Yeah.
I bet
a whole six pack of that doesn't get old. It's like it's like that balance between interesting and drinkable.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
That's a nice thing to say about it.
Yes.
Dan appreciates your compliments.
I think we're gonna
bring it back.
No, you know from me being on the show before, I value drinkability. Like
And that's good.
That's the thing, that's something I really give points on for words on. Like my favorite beers are not Imperial Stouts and Double IPAs. I like things that I can drink with food, you know, something I can just have in the background but still enjoy.
Sriracha Ace.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Brewery. Mm. Okay.
I like things I could drink nine of. Union Perfecta Pills had some of that last night and today, and I might have some later tonight. Oh my God.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I like those quantity beers.
7 and 8, we'll just say the coloration, they're both cloudy.
They're both super hazy.
Super, yeah. 7 is very yellow, and 8 is very orange.
Yeah, orange.
A little more head on 8 than 7. Oh my God.
Oh.
What the? 7.
That's like...
It's like jumping into my nose.
Yeah, that's like a...
It doesn't wait for you. What the...
It's grapefruit.
Yeah. Good, thank you. I was trying to play.
It's so much grapefruit. Yeah. It smells like my grandparents' kitchen. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, they're like those grapefruit soaps.
No, I was talking about my grandmother eating grapefruit.
Really? Okay. Oh, I thought you were saying that Ross's grandmother is a grapefruit soap.
No, there are grapefruit soaps out there, like dish soaps that I've smelled before, and it's like pink.
Oh, is it soapy to you?
Like,
I don't.
Pink grapefruit.
It
does smell kind of soapy, actually.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Soapy. Oh, you ruined the beer now. That's soap.
Delicious.
Well, you said soap.
Delicious beer flavored soap.
Oh, man. It's.
But it, I think along with that vibrant grapefruit actual fruit smell, there's a lot of the actual rind in there with like a present bitterness in the nose.
It's a lot of grapefruit.
Yeah, it smells like an actual grapefruit.
I'm getting the pith, too. I'm getting all three parts of it.
Yeah, it's like...
Think about it for a second. Like, if you smelled that, would you think it's beer?
No.
No.
Would you think it's grapefruit juice?
You think it's potentially a shandy, maybe.
Yeah, or like a cocktail, even.
Yep.
Think it's shandy rattler territory with that much nose?
Something for breakfast.
Oh, there's something much softer in the taste.
That's soft as hell.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
It has... Like, I don't even realize that I stopped drinking it. It's still, like, it's...
It definitely tastes very grapefruity. There's a bitterness to it, but there's not a ton of bitterness to it. it's very soft.
Yeah, it almost has
it lays on
the flavor of it. Almost has the back end of it is has like a ginger ale quality to it.
Ginger. Yeah, it might be a little gingery.
Ooh.
Like a Canada Dry or something?
Yeah, you're right.
That is so on point. Like, how do you think of that? Anyway.
It's like, it tastes like Fresca.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
But less tart. Like a smoother, sugarier version.
Like my exact comment, but the higher quality soda.
I would argue lower quality. Yeah,
definitely lower. Fresca has the grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Like grapefruit Fresca. Yeah. Is this grapefruit Fresca?
Right, but not it but it doesn't. But it doesn't have the carbonation bite that you would get from those.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yep. Fresca might actually taste more alcoholic.
More harsh, certainly.
than this actual alcohol.
Unbelievably soft, luscious beer.
I feel like it's almost got a bit of a lactic quality with how creamy of a mouthfeel it has. It's creamy.
Yeah, it's creamy, velvety.
Yeah.
It's giving me a little Eskimo kiss right now.
Nice.
I think it's probably just like, I don't think there's any, I don't know. I can't
you don't think there's alcohol in it?
No, yeah.
But that back flavor is a different fruit. I don't know if there's two fruits to this or maybe the grapefruit is the hop they're using, and the back end, actual fruit they're putting in there.
I think the finish is, like, real fruit, and I think that smell has to be, like, something artificial.
It could just be aroma hops.
Well, yeah. And it could be a combination of a lot of juice and a lot of the right hops, and boom.
Yeah. You know, it tastes
pretty good.
Not all things smell the way they taste, and, you know.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it smelled like it was going to be a big, juicy bomb, and it tastes like a nice...
Yeah, it's very...
A nice little pat on the back.
It has sessionability there, Dan.
Yeah, drinkability.
Drinkability, whatever.
Which is trademarked by Anheuser-Busch.
Assholes.
Yeah.
Wait, what drinkability? Is that trademarked?
For Bud Light, I think.
Oh, my God.
Is America trademarked now?
Yep.
Well, he's going to have to fight Trump for that.
That's literally just a word. Like, one word. That's not a phrase at all.
I think they own the hashtag or something of that sort.
Whatever.
I mean, you can't, but...
All right, what's 8 smell like?
I just started drinking it. I'm
just went for it. It's
Jesus,
getting fired up.
Forgot where we're... I got so distracted by your drinkability comment.
I'm sorry.
Started getting pissed off at AB and Bev again.
What is makes this? You want to drink? What's that smell like?
I smell grapefruit. I don't know if it's a holdover from the last one, because there is a tartness on the nose, but there's a little bit of a funkiness on the end. Like maybe there's some Brettanomyces in there.
I'm definitely getting a lot of sourness in there, but not citrus sourness. Just maybe like a funky sourness, like you were saying.
Light citrus. Yeah, I mean, there's a light grapefruit, whereas the last one was, like, super, super grapefruity. This one's
only
light
in the smell.
Grapefruity.
Mainly in the smell.
Oh, yeah, you already tasted this, right? Not a whole lot of bitterness on the nose.
Yeah, it just smells like a sour beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any fruit of any sort in the nose. I have a really bad nose, though.
If you're having a problem with smelling, just smell your shirt, and then smell the beer.
Mm.
It, like, clears out your... Tried it's legit.
I don't like the way that this tastes.
I thought you were gonna say you don't like the way your shirt smells.
Yeah, the specific kind of sour this is. It has an aftertaste that I'm not loving.
I don't think
this is a bad beer.
I don't think it's like a lacto sour or anything like that. I think it's like a Brett type sour, where it's not so much sour, there's just a little bit of a tartness and there's a funky aspect. I think what you're reacting to, Dan, is a funk finish from Brett. It's my guess.
Yeah, I can see that.
It smells like pineapple. The shirt trick.
Shirt trick works.
Yeah.
Sean Creel taught me that.
I bet your shirt smells better than his shirt, though.
She's been working at Heavy Seas all day. I got this straight out the laundry. Oh my god.
Just going based on appearance.
Yeah. Hers is made of that real breathable material that you can breathe right through. It's just a filter.
I'm just going to trust what you say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of funky aspect on the finish of this beer. And there's just a little bit of tartness in the smell. I feel like you're going to get more sour to it than you actually get. Does taste a little grapefruity to me.
I mean, I wonder if you're right about the bread, you know, maybe come back to it in 6 months, it might be totally different.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case,
it tastes very sharp change. To me. It tastes like mid-palate, and even on, like, the roof of my mouth, like, the whole end down in the back.
There's a little bit of a wheat-type quality in the flavor as well.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know anything. I'm just here to, you know, be a part of the experience.
No, you're an integral part of this team.
I'm here to be that. I'm hashtag relatable. People hear me and they're like, "That guy sounds like he doesn't know anything." I know. I'm smarter than him. Like, I could be on there. I like this show.
I don't dislike 8, but honestly, I think 7's more surprising and interesting to me.
Yeah.
Especially because of that smooth finish.
It's super smooth. I'm agreeing with Amanda. I don't know if I taste any alcohol in this at all.
Yeah, I don't. It's probably like a 4.8.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in my kid's sippy cup. This is ridiculous.
He doesn't actually mean that, ATF.
I know.
Or whoever would care.
It's a waste of beer. I want to drink it.
Okay, so I'm going to vote for 7.
7.
7.
Yeah.
Let's see what this...
All right, let's move.
It's not bad. I don't dislike 8. This is not a...
Me neither.
I feel like if I knew what 8 was and I was around other beer nerds, which I am, half that equation's already taking place, I would feel like peer pressured into liking 8. Like, yeah, I'd like it too. Like, we're beer nerds and we like this, but it's not pleasing to me personally.
So what you're trying to say is, if we hang out, I can make you like any beer if I pressure
that's
you.
That's how it works, man. Not all these
in
beers.
In the stores, it does.
Yes.
It definitely does. There's a lot of powers of suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Because when you're selling somebody and they're tasting it, like, don't you get all this? Oh, I love this, and then people are like, yeah, you're right. This is good, even if it's not.
Because people are typically very agreeable when it comes to that kind of stuff. They want to agree, especially because they want to seem like they know what they're talking about if they feel like the other person knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it's also that thing where, you know, one person is picking out 7 things out of it, and you're like, I only get this one note, and that one note is beer. Like, you don't want to feel stupid.
Right, yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, man, yeah.
That's what I've been getting out of all these beers. I'm not picking out much.
Well, I will go ahead and reveal 8. 8 getting knocked out is, I thought this might be the case. It's one of mine. It's Sweetwater Brewing's The Pit and the Pendulum, Belgian-style ale with peaches and Brettanomyces, 8.3% alcohol.
The fruit was peaches?
Yes. Huh. Hard to get, to be honest. Yeah, I definitely get the Brett. I said I got the weedy aspect to it. It did taste Belgian-y.
Yeah.
But.
No, I wouldn't be pressured.
Even the Belgian aspect is pretty light. That bread is kind of taken over
it. It's some bread juice. What fruit do you get here? It tastes like the juice of a Brettanomyces.
Which kind of sounds like it's some sort of animal.
Yeah.
All right, so
Brettanomyces milk.
I
just burped, and that was better than the bread beer.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm saying it was a good burp. I'm happy.
I thought you were saying bad in a bad sense. All right, so 9 and 10. 9 is, it's getting a little harder to see, reddish, brownish.
I'm running out of real estate.
Amber, clear. You might say.
Yeah, but clear.
Yeah.
And B is very... purplish, pinkish red.
10 is,
looks like beet juice. 10 almost looks like
some
beet juice.
Drank.
Yeah.
Even the head on 10 has a pinkish hue.
Yeah,
it's pretty
awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty
that
awesome.
Excites me. All right, let's smell 9. Pine.
Yeah.
I smell pine.
Yeah. It's surprising given its color.
This might be.
I don't get any fruit in this.
No. All that pine, you might venture to guess.
Pine, I get a little bit of like a date aspect to it.
Ooh. Date, not popular. Dates and figs are not popular fruit for beers.
I don't think I think all my date experiences, they're all dry dates. I don't know if I have
Have you had bacon wrapped these, though?
Oh, yeah.
Back to Of Love and Regret. And we were talking about
goat cheese stuffed.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds like a very 60s hors d'oeuvre.
What?
It does. It sounds
How are you going to put a decade on an hors d'oeuvre?
It sounds like something that you would see on Mad Men or something.
Yeah.
That's probably why she likes it. We love Mad Men.
I now get a little apple.
Oh!
And a little cherry.
You think cherry's the... Yeah.
Cherry might be the magic. Mm. I don't know. All the smells are very low. You got to really reach.
Yeah.
I got a lot of pine, though. Like, pine's the most important.
This is not very, the odors are not very strong in this. I'm pulling very hard, and I'm not getting much.
I'm not getting...
It's like Mad Elf Light.
I just taste it, and tell me what you get immediately. Does it burn?
Oh. There is a burn on the back.
It has a pepper in it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's
sugary.
It has like a cherry 7-Up quality to it.
I think it tastes a little brown sugar. I think it tastes like some brown sugar and some, like a hit of like habanero. I don't know.
Yeah, some sort of pepper, sugar. Tastes like tequila with a jalapeno.
Sugar peppers.
Yeah, like.
I don't like this. I do not like this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either. The heat with the sugary, very sugary actually. It's just like heat first, a little bit of like a pepper flesh flavor, which is, you know, vegetal, and then sugar.
I mean, honestly, the heat is the best part of this, because if you ignore the heat and taste the rest of it, it's not that good.
Yeah, it tastes like sugar water, like it wasn't fully fermented. Ugh. Yeah, no. Don't like it.
Straight from the
fermenter. Let's go to 10.
I have high hopes for this, because look at that color.
That is fragrant.
Smells like sour.
There's so much cherries, blackberries, little apple-y aspect, strawberries, all the dark berries.
Dark red fruits. Yeah, got them? We got them.
All the dark berries. And it just smells like straight up that. Very tart on the nose.
Yeah, pretty acidic in there.
Yeah.
It almost has like a cherry NyQuil flavor, like a cherry NyQuil thing too in there too.
Yeah, I get...
You're getting that a little bit of a syrupy.
I can
see a little bit of that. Yeah.
But not aggressive, not good, harsh.
Though. I like the smell.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oh, it's very sour.
Yeah, it's sour.
It's a little funky, too. A little bit of a funkiness on the finish.
Yeah, the smell did not warn me.
No, I mean, it smelled sour. It didn't smell that. Oh, my God.
It's very, it's hard to pick out the red fruit. It's just, like, sour red fruit, but it's actually not like cherries. I would not say it's cherries.
It would be hard to say
You could be right with something like blackberries, but...
Yeah, right.
It's really hard to say, because it's just so something aggressive in part.
Yeah.
I actually think I know what this beer is, but, you know, I mean, I won't say, because may or may not be mine, I don't know,
okay.
May or may not.
I mean...
Yeah, only take a sniper shot if it's not one of your beers.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm going to end up voting for this, because 9 is bad, but...
Because 9 is not drinkable.
But I don't like this either.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it, because it's sour, and it's interesting because it's sour if you're not a person that's super into sours, but the quality of sour is not something I love.
It's a one and done.
Yeah, once you get past the sour, do you like what's behind the sour?
Are you a fan of kettle sours or traditional sours?
I don't know what you mean.
So kettle sours are basically adding the
adding acid to the boil.
Adding the bacteria before fermentation.
Okay.
And then fermenting it out. So, and it's a lot faster. Like, a lot faster. The traditional souring is doing the beer as normal and then adding all the bacteria after the fact. Well, it's a lot harder for that bacteria to work with alcohol. present, so it takes a long time, but it also gets more interesting flavors, and it gets a much... It gets a lot more depth to the flavor, and has a lot more going on. Kettle sours are typically one sour note.
I mean...
And not, like, any funk or anything else.
A good example would be Old Pro Goza, or probably Westbrook Goza, too. Like, you know...
Very sour.
They're good for what they are, but they are, you know...
To me, it
feels... one thing.
To me, it feels like so many times in beer... People get excited about a specific flavoring, and so they go hardcore on that, and to until it becomes silly, and then they back, you know, come back
which
to
which has happened with hops,
which has happened with hops, which has happened with alcohol level, which has happened to roast. Like people just go all out, and I feel like and with
this
sours,
is a tart bomb, yeah, and this it's a tart. What we're moving away from,
right? Yeah. And you know, once you get past the sour, one, is it enjoyable or is it like fun that you drank a super sour thing.
Yeah. Right.
It's almost predictable in that sort of way.
Yeah. I agree with that. So you're going with 10 anyway.
But I'm still voting for
it.
Yeah.
let's talk a little trash on it before we give it a pass. You won't make it past the next round.
Right. So I'm going to go for 10 as well because I really don't enjoy 9.
And we'll make that a trifecta.
All right.
Let me get another sip of 9 before you tell me what BS this beer is. Oh my god, the smell is...
Alright, so move things as you should. And 9 getting knocked out is Dan. It's Duclaw's El Cabong Ale with apricots and chilies, 6% alcohol by volume. I intentionally did not try that beer because it sounded like crap. And I'm sorry, low ABV beers by Duclaw typically not good. Just saying.
Oh.
You ever smell a beer, you know you're going to eat it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was that beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, numerous times.
I just thought it would be interesting with the fruit and the chilies.
No, it was an interesting pick.
Yes, it was interesting.
It was interesting to hear us shit on it, but, you know, you
picked a brewery with a good reputation.
No, I like Duclaw.
But... Yeah, it just didn't pan out.
But, I mean, Flying Dog and Duclaw are on the same stuff right now, which is just like, we gotta keep coming out with new beers.
Yes,
and when you
have
to do that, it's too much strain on the brewers, too much, you know, they can't figure anything out and perfect it. They just gotta put it out.
But I also feel like Flying Dog has a pretty good hit rate compared to Duclaw, though.
Actually, you probably would have done a lot better if you got Duclaw's Funk. Their raspberry, their blueberry citrus wheat.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, that's actually good for
pretty
what
nice.
It is pretty good.
I can drink a lot of it.
But typically for me, Duclaw, I don't buy their lower ABV beers because I usually don't like them. Funk is an exception. High ABV beers, though, by them, always good, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for their Brimstone rye wine. That was a pile of shit.
Rye wine?
And
I hear that and I'm just like... Nah, I'll try that never.
Their Obol oat wine was also not good.
Well, I've also just...
But Retribution's so good.
Retribution's amazing.
I've also decided to say no to anything that has rye in it.
Hold on.
There are beers that it's good in.
I don't feel like it adds anything great. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
There's a lot of... I feel like that's a common thread I keep sort of feeling out. Like, there's some really, like... really hardcore beer nerds that have great palates, but like rye is sometimes... I don't think brewers are that great at using rye yet. It's not that beer nerds are all like, we don't like this. It's that nobody's gotten it down yet. Nobody's using it with enough finesse.
One Claw by Westbrook is probably...
One Claw's so good.
It's in my top
God.
Five.
Really?
Yeah, that rye pale ale.
There are good ones out there, but everyone's just using rye. They're like, wow, this is aggressive. Let's use it the way Stone would use a hop.
Or
and
use
just
it,
ruin the beer.
or use it like Schmaltz did in their Lenny's Rye IPA. Oh my god. I've never tasted so much rye in all my life.
Is it undrinkable? Is it horrible?
If you don't like rye, do not touch that beer. Because it is so
I like
so
a touch
much
of rye.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay.
I will say, I just took another quick sip of that El Cabong. There is no apricot to be found.
Yeah. I think
it's not. It's, you can't.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's just like that. The Fever Dream from Flying Dog. We couldn't get the fruit.
Yeah.
We were just trying to figure out what is this pepper? What is this pepper?
All right, let's finish out this first round.
Here we go. 11 and 12.
11 and 12. 11 is very yellow, slight orange, but very hazy. 12 is very clear, orangey. Yeah. Orangey looks like tea, actually. Orangey brown. Weird.
Hmm.
All right, let's smell 11.
I feel like 11 smells like something we've already had.
Yes, I would agree. There's a little bit of that kind of like perm juice that Kyle has said on the show he gets with like IPAs. So it's got a little bit of that.
It smells like 7. What was 7? Did 7 win?
7-1, so...
All right.
No idea what's...
dang.
Rebecca messed up. She put the same beer twice.
It smells like some fruit. I don't know what it is. It's probably passion fruit. Because I don't know what it is. Is it? Or, I don't know. Some other fancy fruit.
I feel like I could get some apricot out of this one. Little lemon. There's a lot of lemon in a lot of these. There's some hoppiness.
I think lemon is generic tartness.
Generic citrus.
Generic tartness.
Yeah. Tartness that you can't
drink. I can tell there's acid in here. Must be lemon. Damn
all
lemon.
All the lemon. But there's a floral. There's a floral aspect and there's a grassiness.
Ooh, grass is clutch. Yeah, I cut the grass. I mowed my lawn earlier today. And that is, I think, accurate. I think that's an accurate.
It's got to be some sort of fruited IPA.
I'm also getting something like cotton candy in there.
Whoa!
Yeah, I can see that like a little, like a sweet, yeah, sugary quality.
I don't think it's an IPA.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, this is really soft, too.
Yeah. There's a bit of a tartness, which is like a citrusy... No, fruit juice. No, like an apricot juice, kind of.
I don't know if maybe like peaches or something.
I could see some peaches.
I could see some peach.
Stone fruit. There. I'm like most beer podcasters. Stone fruit.
Yeah, I mean, we sound smarter when we use a general term.
Yeah.
Because you're less likely to be wrong.
I'm getting malt in this. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Water? I can see like an apricot-y, a peachy.
I believe that some yeast has fermented out some sugars in this and turned alcohol.
There is a bit of a sugary finish to it. There is a bit of that grassiness, though. A little hoppy quality.
That's super. That reminds me, like you said, super soft, like that other one.
Yeah, it is.
And probably super low alcohol. Again, like if that was Fresca, this is just like some juice.
But it also has like a drying quality in the end that I appreciate.
Almost it's got like, a great aftertaste.
Almost kind of like a almost has like a Chardonnay quality. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Whoa.
Actually,
yeah, for sure.
You know what I get a little bit? It's almost a little mimosa-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, interestingly enough, Rebecca made recently some beer mimosa.
Mimosas.
Yeah, it was
orange juice and beer.
It was orange juice, Victory's Golden Monkey, and a little splash of champagne. And this tastes a little bit like that.
Mm. Wow, that's
Ross and I do that all the time.
It's good.
Yeah, it's in the summer, we do, especially on vacation.
With Golden Monkey?
No.
With any beer,
with
we don't
any
care.
Beer. Anything.
You
so,
know,
so specific.
Yeah.
Or just Radlers.
Yeah, we don't care. If it's vacay.
This reminds me of Third Wave, the peach.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Who does Third Wave?
Third Wave is the brewery. They're, like, out on the Eastern Shore. They're tiny.
Ocean City, yeah.
Okay.
They're near there. But, yeah, they have, like, a nice-ish peach beer.
It's like a peach wheat or something.
And they did a cask with champagne yeast.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, peach Bellini. And I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe this little brewery that barely has any output did this. But, yeah, reminiscent of that.
But that's, 11 is enjoyable. I'm sorry, I don't enjoy
it. It's a nice beer. It is a nice beer.
It's good.
12? You got a lot of work to do. Mm-mm.
12, I get that bubblegum aspect.
I'm also getting, do you get like coconut or something in there?
I could
see
where you're getting that. Yes, I could see a slight coconut.
It smells like maybe some gross sugar.
By the way, I meant to say this before. But I strongly considered bringing in Death by Coconut, which is funny because, one, Carlin gave it to me, so I thought it'd be funny to bring it in. And then I literally was like, is coconut a fruit? And then I googled IS space COC, and it was the third suggestion.
Wow. Is coconut a fruit?
Is COC, is coconut a fruit?
Is it a nut? I mean, it says nut in the name. But...
I mean, it's too boring to talk about, but it was like, they were debating, like, there's a big debate of whether it's a seed, a fruit, or a nut, which I won't.
I don't think that's boring at all.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This does smell a little bit like some sort of tropical gum. Because I get like a gum sugary quality, but tropical notes as well.
It's got too much sugar on the nose for me. Like, it's smelling like
it's quite sugary.
Like vanilla.
I could see some underlying vanilla in there, for sure.
Which is also kind of gross if there's too much.
Yes.
The first sip was okay, but the second and third sip, I'm liking this less and less. This is...
There is kind of like a coconutty quality to it, I feel like. You're right.
It seems like it is high in alcohol.
And also, like, there's like a...
Or high in unfermented sugar.
It is very sugary.
There's also like a apple juice quality that I'm not liking.
Yeah.
There's a slight peachy quality, though. There actually is.
Ooh.
This has been interesting, because I don't even remember half the beers that I brought.
That's a weird
finish. Like, who brought this? Did I bring this? What is this?
It's very sugar water-ish.
Yeah, it's sugary.
Did you say something about vanilla? I'm getting vanilla something.
Amanda was saying vanilla. There is a vanilla quality. I agree with that. Yeah, there is.
Meh.
I gotta go 11.
Tastes yucky. Don't like it. Wouldn't drink it again.
It's not terrible, but in comparison to 11, I like 11 a lot more.
11's a nice 11. Beer. It's a nice experience.
We're going 11. So move 12 out. 11 moves on. 12 going down. 12 getting eliminated is Dan Kim. It's Kentucky. The whole state of Kentucky brewed it. Peach Barrel Wheat Ale.
Oh, it's a
wheat ale with peaches and bourbon barrels, 8%.
It's Alltech. Lexington's Alltech Brewing.
I hate those guys.
Well, they're a distillery that just is like, well, we have a ton of bourbon barrels that we don't have to charge ourselves for.
Let's make beer that doesn't make any friggin' sense. It's
but bad. They're all like that. They're all very, very sweet. Sugary.
Yes, they're very
and
sugary.
And that's why they sell.
They don't ferment at all.
In beautiful Harford County, Maryland.
Yeah.
The dads come in, they're like, you have this? It tastes good. It's smooth. It's like, nah, it's not, but I'll take your money for it, man. Have at it. Enjoy.
I like your impression.
Yeah,
of that.
I mean, they don't talk like that, but that's just sort of what I...
Why would they choose to do like peach? Like, they're barely making like beer, and they're just like, let's throw some peaches. Like, I feel like they're getting a little.
You know, we need another source of sugar to make our beer even more undrinkably sweet.
They like very obviously don't understand what they're doing, and they're trying to like spice it up, and it's just. I don't know. I can't follow their train of thought. It makes
no
sense.
The beer sells. Their train of thought is, hey, there's money to be made. They're making it.
There are breweries like that. They're just like, hey, we can make some money, whatever. So.
Yeah.
I think I'm like totally out, right?
Are you? You had the... Dan, are you out? You had the Ballast Point, the Green Flash, the Duclaw, and Alltech.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're gone?
I'm gone.
Jesus Christ.
Why didn't you just bring better beers?
I liked the Green Flash.
He didn't really plan that way.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We'll bring the Green Flash back. That was the one that we were all like, this is pretty nice.
Was that the one?
No.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it?
Number five. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you only have one hope here.
But hold on. No, because we're going through this round, and then those are eligible, too.
Ooh.
Ooh, so.
You done, son?
It's all right.
All right, let's do 2 and 4.
2 and 4. I don't remember what these beers
are. 2 is very orangish, like dark orange, and 4 is more like a light orange, tad bit hazy. So 2. Smells like honey.
Yeah.
Pine. Some hoppiness.
I'm trying to remember this far back. I don't even remember this beer anymore.
I don't. Just smell it like it's brand new. Mango, maybe. A little bit.
Yeah, it smells like beer.
Maybe some apricot. In there,
it smells
essentially.
Like, it smells like an IPA.
Yes, like a fruited IPA, definitely. With some,
there's some fruit in the aftertaste, the well into the aftertaste, I think.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's not blowing my socks off. It's the honestly what I taste most is the malt now.
Yeah, there's a maltiness to it. It's kind of piney.
Yeah, it's,
which probably would lead to like a mango because there's a little bit of a citrusy aspect to it. So I'm betting mangoes probably. It's a mango IPA of sorts, potentially. It's smooth. It's harmonious.
I like it. It's smooth.
I wonder if it has like. I wonder if it has something like something in the peach nectarine family too.
Yeah, maybe. Apricot. That's a popular one. You know, stone fruit. You know.
Yeah, just stone fruit. It's got some stone fruit notes.
Which, like, that drives you crazy because it could be anything. It could be a peach or it could be a cherry. They're both stone fruits. It's like, nah.
Four is...
All right. Smell four. Oh, it smells very tart. Very lemony, as we've been saying. You said, I think you said you felt like you got a little lime in this, Dan, as well.
I remember saying that. I don't remember if it was for this beer or not.
I could see this being having some peach to it as well.
Yeah, it just has that kind of... Like, this is going to be a sour beer smell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it definitely does. It's got a little bit of a funkiness on the end as well. Let's try it. Oh, yeah, this is the one that gives you that really quick hit of, like, a sour tartness, and then it just fades.
Yeah, it's like, unbalanced, not that sour.
But that perm juice flavor.
That's kind of a...
it's a little peachy.
Yeah, no, call it kind of apple-y, too, but in a good way.
Yeah, I agree with that. There is an apple-y aspect as
well. I don't know. The other one is super piney and tastes like a pale ale or IPA. This one is really tart.
They're very different.
I would say it's tart. Yeah. I don't say it's really tart, especially compared to some of the other ones.
But it's sort of... They're both sort of one note to me.
Yeah.
I have a vote.
Maybe two notes.
I'm gonna vote four because I actively don't enjoy two that much. I mean, it's okay, but four is something that I would choose to drink.
Same.
I'm kind of split. I think they both have good qualities. I'm in your boat, Ross, where they're kind of both a little one note ish. I'll just vote for two for that reason because four's already going to win, and I feel like they're both kind of close. So I'm just going to give a vote to two. So four moves on though.
Let's see what two was for you.
All right, so move four over. Two out for now. I think two didn't have much of any competition in the first round.
No, because one was bad.
Yeah, that was the mango cold.
One was bad.
All right, two going out is mine. It is Dogfish Head Brewing's Romantic Chemistry IPA with mango, apricot, and ginger, 7.2%.
Ginger. Let me taste that again.
Ginger used in the right amounts is hard to detect. In these beers.
I just don't like this.
See, that's what I'm thinking. In the finish, I'm like, oh, this is real piney or, like, real bitter. It might be the ginger. I don't... Yeah, God bless Dogfish Head. Like, I one of the most important breweries, period. I just... Their output is too spotty for me. I'm, like, never excited to try a new Dogfish beer. They all sell, so... You know,
and I think they also have an important they have an important role in the larger context of craft beer. I mean, somebody's got to be
somebody has to try it first.
Yeah,
and it is always Sam, every single time. There was when we went to Asheville.
Sorry, Sam.
Huh?
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah. No, I mean he's cool. And 60-minute, 90-minute are good and. And the Indian Brown Ale, one of the best beers.
And
made
Palo
on the
Santo.
East Coast.
Palo Santo.
I haven't had that in a minute.
Oh, God.
But there was a. When we went to Asheville, we were not in Asheville. We were wherever. Fonta Flora, which is like an hour outside of Asheville. And in the bathroom, she found like a Natty Bo thing in the bathroom, which was cool. And I found a thing. It was like a little comic. And it was the Dogfish Head, like, board meeting or whatever. And he's like, and it's a picture of Sam. He's like, that's when we had the wasps. And like everyone's wasps. Like with their heads down. And says, Sam, can we just try a traditional beer this time? And it's just like this confused look on his face. Like, he has no idea what that is anymore. He's off in Dogfish land.
Well, let's do six and seven.
All right.
Six is a little, it's red with a little brownish tinge to it.
A little rust.
Tad bit hazy. And seven, very hazy and yellow.
Six smells That sour smell.
Yeah. This is the one I think you said you were getting a lot of strawberry out of, Dan.
Oh, is this the strawberry? Was this the strawberry juice?
It smells raspberry to me now.
Raspberry or cherry. It's a red berry, guys.
I can see cherry red berry. As well. Yeah, red berries. Strawberries, raspberries.
This reminds me of red berries.
Tastes exactly the same.
Cherries. No, I don't think they taste exactly the same.
No, I know. I'm being facetious.
But
I feel like they could all be in there. It's like a smoothie.
Like, you know when they say red raspberry, and it's like already...
Like raspberry
of course,
is red.
Raspberries are red.
Yeah. Well, it's not red. But it's not black raspberry. Right. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're trying.
Or, remember, I don't know if they still do this, but remember the raspberry became blue in all of the artificial flavors because red was already taken by cherry and strawberry and whatever, so they turned it blue just to whatever. Like the 7-Eleven slushies were blue raspberry.
Just had one last night.
Oh yeah, she was like really wanting a blue Slurpee. Just a fun fact, guys.
Blue Slurpee doesn't taste like this beer.
No.
I think it smells really good. Just like all those, like we said, all those dark berries. Smells good.
Yes.
Flavor. Little tart up front, but then more sweet on the end.
And you're right, it's not just strawberry. There's also a cherry note and along with the strawberry.
Raspberry, potentially. Bit sugary. I think this is the one I was saying was kind of oaky.
Mm-hmm.
It's got those oaky notes, almost a little bit of a vanilla-y aspect from an oak.
Yeah, I wonder if this...
Smooth?
If this isn't some sort of, like...
Fooder, you were saying before?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a
smooth.
A Belgian lambic.
That's an easy smooth beer.
Mm-hmm.
But tasty. Very tasty.
And juicy. Delicious. This is a tough match.
Let's smell seven. Ooh. Oh, whoa. Yeah.
This is the jumping grapefruit.
Yes. This one's the crazy grapefruit. Like, so grapefruity, so sour grapefruit.
Right, but there's, like, bitter. There is, you can taste, behind the grapefruit and the smell, there is, like, a creaminess in there that's pleasant.
And then there you taste it, and yeah, it's, like, real smooth, creamy, soft.
Like, what is softening up the body that much?
Sugary.
A lot of wheat, oats, maybe? I don't know what's going on.
It could
be
something as simple as they have just really soft water as their base.
Does taste kind of shandy-ish. It's like more of a sugary grapefruit. On the nose, it's not. It's like very tart on the nose, but
it's like an actual, like a shandy that's not, it's not corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people took time for the shandy.
You know, it's weird because I slightly prefer the taste on 6 to 7, but the smell on 7 is so much better than...
I know.
The smell on 7 is so outstanding.
But it's one smell. You know what I mean? Like
it's not one smell.
That's a one-note smell.
I'm getting more
6
than one note.
6 smells versus... like wood and red berry and...
all the red berries.
All of them red berries. I won't be wrong. I'll just cast a large net. And then 7... is more of that, it smells like grapefruit juice.
I like them both.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go back to something that Ross, you had said on a previous beer. I feel like 7's got two notes. It's the grapefruit, and then it's like a creamy sugariness on the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's in two parts, and it's good, but I just feel like 6, there's kind of a little bit of a vanilla-iness, there's that oaky aspect. And then there's numerous berries.
Right, that's also, like, when you're doing a head-to-head, it's more acidic, so it stands out more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have, like, an acidic punch up front.
I think 6 tastes, like...
Expensive,
it tastes expensive.
And I think 7, you said that about it, too. Before.
7 doesn't. 7 doesn't... I mean, it tastes nice. And, you know... I think 6 tastes like some money and time went into it. So
that means you prefer it then?
In this instance, I do. Okay. I mean, if it was, a barrel-aged scotch ale or something, I would just say, you could have spent your money elsewhere. But this is, got good fruit, good wood. little tartness. I like it.
So you're voting six.
I'm voting six.
Damn. To me, it's close.
They're both good.
I'm going to go with seven. Okay. I don't think it's one note. I think that...
It's like I said, it's
two.
Enjoyable.
I said two.
It's enjoyable. It is enjoyable, and it's surprising, too. I mean, just... It's not often the taste and the smell are so discrepant, and they're both enjoyable.
Well, I'm voting for six, so...
You're voting for six?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure I know...
Like I said, they're both good, though.
Pretty sure I know what seven is, and I think everyone's going to be blown away.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you know what seven is? Okay. So, seven is... It is Ross's. It's Line and Kugel's Grapefruit Shandy.
I love that Amanda specifically said it tastes like care went into this. It doesn't taste like some corporate crap.
It doesn't.
It's really... So I had to taste a customer on this beer. I'm like, you know, we can get compensation for this. We'll get it reimbursed. You can try it before you buy it. And I tasted it, and I was like, this is probably the best product that has ever had that Line and Kugel, like... branding. It's
probably
really good.
Yes,
probably it's really yes. good. I mean, I wouldn't be, I don't, I can't go out, I can't take it to a party, you know, because I...
You could.
I mean, you could.
Your reputation.
Throw some paper bags around it, but like, how good is that? See, this is, I wanted to throw that in because like, we write things off. It's like, oh, it's Line and Kugel. It's probably shit.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And it's like, look how far I made it. That's why I didn't want to vote for it though, because I was pretty sure it was my own beer, and I, you know, I'm more impressed with six.
Yeah,
and I think six.
Let's do 10 and 11. So 10 is very. This is the darkest one in the tournament. It's very purple, red, with the pink head. Can't see through it. And 11 is very yellow and hazy, a little orangish maybe. So 10, the darker one, smells. Very tart, right?
Yeah.
A little funky. Very...
I just went in and tasted it, and it's somehow more sour.
It's than more I sour. It's like, it smells more medicinal.
I remember.
And it tastes more aggressive.
Yeah, this was a tart bomb the first time, and now somehow it's more sour as I'm.
You were totally right. It is way more sour.
It's harsh. I mean. Oh my god.
It's acidic, man.
Yeah. Some beers open up.
Did you taste it and then immediately chase it with that grisette?
I've already tasted.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want to go back.
Yeah.
Some beers open up as they warm up. This gets sharper.
Yeah, yeah. It's opening up a set of knives for you. Like,
yeah. It's very tart. It's,
Man.
Yeah. Once again, I think I know what the beer is, but it's very tart. You have to be fine with pretty sour beers.
This would be a fine beer at a super crafty beer bar in an 8-ounce snifter, and it would probably still cost a lot of money.
I'd do this with some blue cheese.
I think that sounds so good.
Yeah, this with blue cheese.
So I'd just rather have twice as much blue cheese.
I'm thinking
leave the beer out, double the blue cheese. Yes.
No, I'm thinking something like cheesecake would be a good one.
Ah,
yeah.
Like blue cheesecake.
No, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going savory. I'm going sweet on this. I'm going sweet on it. Because they would cut through the cream of it. And it
yeah, it would. Definitely would. The acidicness.
Acid emulsifies fat.
Yeah, man.
There we go. Yeah.
All right, well, let's smell 11.
Oh. Smells less.
This is apricot-y. Mango-y.
I'm having a hard time smelling it after 10.
I know. Get your shirt. Smell your shirt, man.
It works.
It'll make everything... Yep.
Or yep. Or, it certainly organizes...
You know why? It's because your shirt smells like you. That's why.
My shirt smells like me.
Your shirt smells like you. It's like... It smells like yourself.
This one has, like... This has a tartness on the nose. But it's got a lot of that kind of, like, peachy apricot mango. Like, light... Stone fruits.
I think before I said cotton candy, it also has kind of a marshmallowness to it.
Yeah.
No.
Not
for me.
Oh.
Not saying you
I say yes to whatever you guys suggest, you're all right, because I can't get anything out of any of these beers. Except for the alcohol content. Yeah.
All right, well, let's try 11.
It tastes nice.
It does taste nice. And
if we're going for drinkability, I see a clear victor in this pair. Holy moly.
Pretty smooth. It It has a little bit of a grapefruit tinge.
Yeah, so, I'm also, I don't know.
Maybe a little peach.
We say
well.
Peach a lot, but it tastes peach. I mean,
it is
maybe,
like grapefruit and peach.
Maybe we're like, where we're saying that lemon is the generic tartness.
Maybe
where,
peach
and
is.
Peach is the generic, like,
sweet?
Non-tart.
Yeah.
Non-tart, whatever.
I can see, though.
It's almost like sweet plastic. Plasticky.
So this is not
I know
your
that
preferred. But no, in a nice way.
In
like
a strange
nice,
way.
Like
I
nice
almost
plastic.
Hate to say that, because it... I don't even know.
I have a vote.
Yeah. Are you guys going 11?
We're going 11.
We're just all going 11.
Okay.
Because the 10, it's
I'm gonna go with 10.
At this point, I mean...
I'm going with 10.
It's bordering on 10. Offensive, honestly.
Yeah.
I have to go with 10.
10 tastes like something nerds would talk about and would be like, oh my, if you haven't had that, that's so sour. Like,
yeah,
you're right. That's what it is.
It's sour, but is it good? That's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm outvoted. 11 moves on, 10 being eliminated.
Oh, did you vote for 10?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I know
what 10 is.
What's 10? Guess, go
that,
ahead and guess.
That Stillwater joint, the collaboration.
No.
Nope.
10 is by Cascade Brewing. It's their Black Cap Raspberry. It's a sour wheat and sour blonde, mixed together, and then aged in oak barrels with Black Cap Raspberries for 14 months.
It's from Cascade.
7.63.
So who's that, yours?
Yeah.
I hope it was gifted to you. Cascade's expensive as hell. That brewery is
It was gifted to me, but from my wife, so...
Wow. Yeah. So it still came out of...
Actually, it was my Valentine's Day present.
Oh,
so... Cute. That's why I was saying I have to vote for it.
Yeah.
I still really like it, obviously. It's
so.
Very good. But
ice cold, and also it's a little bit...
Oh, yeah. Cold. Yeah. You get a lot of that sourness under control.
Is this the official?
I was out there in Oregon, and I went to Cascade and tried a bunch of stuff, and that was one of my favorites.
Does it hold up?
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. Also, their strawberry. Their strawberry is really good. It's got vanilla in it as well, which is just, like, it's got a little vanilla, and it's just this nice little, to finish it off. Yeah. So, all right.
So we gotta come with a, now it's
swing save
time,
yeah,
right?
We gotta figure out what we're saving. I think we all said that we were thinking about 5, the grapefruit kicker.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
Well, now I have to bring...
You guys still want to bring back the Lineys? Come on, guys!
I might bring it back. I mean, it was a good beer.
It was a good beer. I'm going to buy a 6-pack and drink it.
I'm going to say this passion fruit kicker is not better than the Black Cap Raspberry, in my opinion, or the Leinenkugel.
Yeah, it's fallen off a little bit.
I still enjoy it.
That perfumey, I just can't get over the perfume aspect of it. I want to try 8 again. That was my pit and pendulum.
Oh, no way. No dice on that one.
I like it.
I like the pit and the pendulum. There's more of a bready funkiness on the pit and the pendulum right now. I am digging.
I just accidentally drank that watermelon to rock. I was like, what was this one? And I just sipped it. My goodness gracious.
I don't like 8. What was 8 again?
That was the pit and the pendulum. The Brettanomyces.
No,
I like that.
I know I don't like that one.
I could vote for the passion fruit kicker to come back. That's fine. If you guys wanted to bring back the Leinenkugel, that's fine with me. Black Cap Raspberry, obviously.
Damn it, Ross! You made me accidentally drink the Dorado also.
Well, you brought it!
I know! I didn't know what it was, I just thought it was...
Alright, look, I'm gonna even this out and I'll drink it now, too. So you guys don't feel left.
To me, it's between the 10, the Cascade, and...
Oh!
It's between 10, the Cascade, and 5, the Passion Fruit Green Flash.
I'll defer to you guys. What do you want between those?
What
were you thinking?
I know it's my beer, but I do genuinely like it better.
It's fine. Ross, I don't care.
I'll take it. I mean, I'll take it. Just to even it up.
We can't have no... You can't... You have to vote.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, because I want you back in the race.
That's fine.
Right? I mean, it's a good beer. It did have the toughest matchup when it got knocked out. What did it get knocked out by?
6, which is still in it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But the Watermelon Dorado got knocked out by 4, and 4 is still in it. Just saying.
Yeah, but we all agree the Dorado was
and
crap.
That Peach Barrel Wheat Ale by Alltech. All right, also.
Look, there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous, okay? It's a tough, tough game we're playing here. Let's bring it back.
So I never understand this. At this point, how do we decide what two go against each other?
You can, whatever you feel like. no, I mean, we'll coordinate, but... so you guys do want to bring back the passion fruit kicker?
Yeah. Let's do it, man.
We're bringing it back. Passion
fruit kicker. The representative from Washington, D.C. votes.
Okay. So do you want... where's... Dan, you don't get to pick this since it's your beer, but do you... Ross, where do you think 5 should match up against which one?
Where does it have a better chance of winning?
Well, you don't think about that. Just,
I know. What the hell?
Oh.
Do you just want to go on low numbers? Or
yeah, let's do 4, 5, 6,
okay.
11.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that seems better.
Yep.
It's less arbitrary. I don't know.
It's more arbitrary, and that
yeah, it's more,
more
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, that, yeah, exactly. So we're going 4, 5.
4 has gotten worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so what...
What is this beer?
What was 4 smelling like?
Yeah, I feel... This I'm just totally one. Skipping smelling at this point.
Yeah, I can't smell anything. Yeah. I'm tired of my smell. I smell my shirt. My shirt's getting worn out. Give me some fresh shirts.
Well, she's going to smell like not you, so...
I know, yeah.
She's going to smell like beer.
Hey, curveball, this is my shirt.
Oh.
Back from before I was so fat. That's why it fits a nice lady like that.
I like your commentary. This is the one that has like a little bit of a tartness on the nose. It's kind of,
it's okay, but
there's
it's,
a grassy.
It's opened up in a less than optimal way.
A little tart in the beginning. Stays tart actually.
Yeah.
Throughout.
I mean, it's not like puckeringly sour, but there is a tartness.
Slight
there.
Bit. A little peachy, apricotty.
I just tried
a little
them
lemon.
Both. I tried them both. I have a vote.
What's your vote?
You're gonna have the same vote.
What's and your vote? Tell your vote.
And then 5.
Now let them, because they have actual input.
Then we know 5 is the passion fruit kicker. It's a little bit of a
better beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a better. It's a lot.
I vote for 5.
I vote for 5.
I'm gonna vote for 4.
What is it?
Because I don't like the perfume aspect. I still don't like it. I still don't like that aspect. Sorry.
All right.
But 4 is getting knocked out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fine.
Tell us what it is.
All right. So 4 going out.
This is fun.
All right. So 4 is Ross.
Mm-hmm.
It's your, what, Sierligt? Syrligt, Swedish sour.
Yeah, this
with
is,
rhubarb and lingonberry.
That's why I brought it to the party.
What the heck is lingonberry?
I don't know. That's the. Remember that the brewery that did the tropic punch? It's
yeah, with Stillwater.
Yes, that's another one of theirs. And that's why I said Stillwater joint. I'm like, I can't remember what that brewery is or whatever, but. I assumed, because this is the one that they market as like a Swedish
rhubarb?
Fish, the Swedish fish labeling.
Rhubarb?
I challenge the general public to tell me what rhubarb tastes like.
Yeah, exactly.
No one knows.
No. And I don't know what that berry is.
Lingonberry?
Lingon berry.
If you think about it.
It's a berry of the Europeans.
Rhubarb is like sweet root fish.
Right. It's a right. vegetable that's somehow sweet and get mixed up with strawberries and pies.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like Swedish fish, but Swedish people did make it.
Ironically enough, I actually have a scone upstairs that has rhubarb in it. Very ironic.
Well, we have a dessert planned. Don't
else. I don't know why that's ironic, but whatever.
Well, because we're talking about rhubarb, and they're like,
coincidentally,
who knows what it tastes like? I will know what it tastes like. So, had I eaten it today like I was planning to,
Alanis Morissette is going to sing a song about your scone.
Oh.
Sir, you are offensive. All right, so 6 and 11. 6 is the one that's very, it's like brownish red. 11's very hazy yellow. So 6 is the one that smelled like all those berries and was like smooth, vanilla-y, oaky.
I feel like 6 has gotten better.
It's been good this whole time, but yes, I think as it's warmed, I think it tastes even more berry and softer. It tastes softer. A little more oak aspect to the finish as well.
I'm still getting like strawberry with a tiny bit of funk and maybe, you know, cherry notes. It's good. It is good.
They're both really good.
I'm a fan of 6. So 11 was...
Oh, this might be the toughest matchup. As
I think it is.
11's kind of got a bit of a grassy...
Yeah. 11's good, too. Actually. It's got...
Peachy.
It's funky, it's peachy.
It's the one it also had the softness of the finish, like the Leinenkugel does, but I think obviously it's more going on.
But better.
Yeah, it's better because we know it's not Leinenkugel. Or did
it's close. I have a vote, but it's close.
It's not as close for me. I'm going 6. I like 6 a lot.
I'm going 11. I do like 6. I like the kind of the funky combo with the softness.
That's drinkable. I could drink.
No, 6 is drinkable. I mean,
6 is drinkable.
It's not a tart bomb. It's honestly, it tastes more like a cocktail, like a pleasant cocktail. That's good.
And then there was Ross.
I know.
You know, 'cause 6 has like a slight, very slight, but it does have like a background medicinal quality that I'm not really feeling.
I don't think I ever picked that up.
But we've been saying we get some medicinal from that the whole time, right?
I certainly. It still smells like hot plastic.
Hot plastic?
Yeah.
I see where you're getting a little bit of that. There may be like a hop quality to it that...
No, she's saying hot.
No, but there might be a hop quality to it that's kind of like, as some people have said on the show, perm juice. Like when you go past... you know, someone's getting a perm at a, you know, barbershop wherever you go.
No, not a barbershop.
At a studio, salon? Hair studio.
Studio?
No, yeah.
Sure.
No,
Susu studio.
There is that aspect.
Yeah.
Almost a little burnt hair.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
So, Ross, you're the tiebreaker.
Whatever you feel, man.
I'm gonna go.
In your heart.
Part of it might just be because it's hot today. I think I like 11 more. That's more just the way I'm thinking right now. It's like, it's a little bit lighter, a little bit more. I think it's still got some complexity. 6 does taste expensive, though, and I'm excited to see how expensive it was.
So you're
voting for 11 to go in, because I think 11.5 is a cool, fun matchup.
I hate you guys. I hate you fucking assholes.
Damn, because you know that's your beer.
Yo, I know that's my beer. I know damn well it's my beer, and this was my number one because I was like, "This is a damn this."
It's really good.
I hadn't it had it, good. But knowing who does it and what it was, I was like, "It's gotta be awesome."
But it wasn't his beer, and he voted for 11, which is, I believe, my beer.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right? Yeah.
So,
you know, we're supposed to be objective and vote for the beer that's better.
But what beer of it is mine? Or which?
Well, it's good that you don't remember. So that's...
Yeah, what did I bring again?
Do you not remember if you're knocked out or not?
I set this 6-pack aside like a week ago. All right. So it's perfect. I remember Liney's, obviously. So what is this?
So... I was trying to get there.
I'm sorry.
So it's...
hurry up, Carlin!
Yes, number 6 getting knocked out. It's by Rodenbach. It's their Character Rouge. It's an ale aged in oak fooders for 2 years with cranberries, raspberries, and sour cherries. 7%.
Cranberries?
You were right. Or is this not the one you said it was a fooder?
This is a good
fooder, not
fooder. Fruiter. No, you're right.
It was a fruiter though, because
it was in fooder. Yeah, it was done in fooder.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is.
It's great. It is good.
I love Rodenbach just as a brewery.
You screwed up. You guys totally screwed up.
Yeah, but one of us is gonna win now. So yeah. What's up?
All right, so it's 5 and 11, right?
On both of these.
Although I'm gonna argue that 6 is better than both these beers, but you know. That's just me.
Well, your beer can be the winner in your heart.
Yes, and it is. And it is backed up by that Black Cap raspberry. All right, so 5 was the one that...
This is the passion fruit. We are in Green Flash passion fruit.
I'm going to say 5. Passion fruit.
Which has that floral BS in there. And 11. I don't think you can win this, Dan Kim. Unless you and Ross vote for 5, because I am going to vote for 11. It's got a little bit of a tartness to it that I kind of like. 5 isn't bad, except it's just that it cannot win this tournament,
because of the
in my opinion. Because, no, because that floral potpourri is in the flavor, too, for me. And I can't do it.
You know,
it's passion fruit. It's passion fruit tastes like potpourri. Like, I don't know. There's something else going on in this
Why
beer.
Why do you like potpourri? Potpourri sells because it smells good.
I don't like the way it smells.
But we don't eat it.
I have an aversion to strong perfume-type smells.
This is actually... I was going to... This is actually a lot closer than I thought it would be.
I'm voting 11.
To me, it's like there's the passion fruit flavor... Shut up. There's the passion fruit.
Oh my god.
Keep that at home. Keep the passion flute at home.
Is that what you were pointing to earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, with this motion, the jerk off motion, it's the passion flute.
All right, I'm gonna keep
it. You ignore us. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's honestly there's a preference of flavor because like there's the base flavor of the passion fruit in here and whatever. Different fruit is in 11, along with that funk. To me, it's whichever one you're preferring right now, and I'm honestly torn. They're both good.
You're as well. Also, I mean,
you guys are like Natalie and Brulia level.
I'm
torn.
I'm still kind of sad because 6 was probably the best beer. I mean, it's a Rodenbach.
Yep. Damn right it was the best beer.
For 2 years, booter. So...
You have this elitist thing of, like, if it's expensive, it's inherently better.
But I was saying it tasted expensive, and I guarantee... What was that, a $20 bottle?
Like 25, I think.
Oh, my God. Not as expensive as Cascade.
Yeah, that's true.
That Cascade wasn't worth it, the Rodenbach was.
Although, no, we got the Cascade... my wife's sister brought it from Oregon, so it was like 20
instead of 35.
Yeah.
But if you look at beer the same way you think of food
or wine,
if you eat a burger and it tastes like expensive meat, you're like, oh, this is good. Like it's expensive. You actually taste the grass in the actual meat.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you have a cheap burger at a bar or wherever, it's like. Still a good
tastes
burger.
Tastes even better because you have more money for beer.
But still, it's like kind of... Sometimes it feels like that.
Well, where are you guys voting? Because 11 is my vote. I think 11's definitely better than 5. That's just me.
I am literally out of both because I've went back and forth so much.
Well, I'm still saying 6 should have won this whole damn thing, but...
11 to me tastes like burnt hair.
So it's either burnt hair or it's perfume. Your choice.
Yeah. Oh, like a hairspray thing?
Yeah.
It's
kind of.
How are these beers in the
That's
well, this
what
one
I said,
sucks but, for this
what
reason.
We're picking them apart and we're trying to look for negatives because of the way the tournament works.
I think you let Dan Kim get in your head.
But we can't ignore the fact that they're actually both good beers. Like, they're...
They're not bad. No.
Oh,
They're decent. They're good.
And we're also...
Look at Mr. Bitter over
no,
here.
No, because I just can't get past in 5. I just cannot get past that potpourri. I cannot. It's a personal thing, and I cannot. I just can't.
I don't... I mean, I recognize kind of what you're referring to,
well,
but it doesn't...
It'll make more sense when I say this. I cannot have food with lavender in it, or beer with lavender in it. It's disgusting to me.
Okay. This doesn't have lavender in it.
I know, but I'm saying
it's like my wife...
It's not quite that up on that level, but it's almost there. You
my wife
I mean?
Doesn't like Thai food because she always thinks it tastes like potpourri. And,
then I would hate Thai food if I were her.
I always wonder what the heck she's actually referring to. Maybe the kefir? I don't know. Maybe lemongrass? I don't know.
Maybe
I
lemongrass.
I love lemongrass.
Maybe lemongrass. All right, so anyway.
Ross.
Enough.
Are
so
we
you,
just going to...
Did you vote?
I haven't voted.
Well, but then vote.
What's the assumption that we'll vote for our own beer? that is the way I'm leaning out of actual preference.
If it's actual preference, vote how you.
Yeah,
prefer.
Vote for actual preference. For
yeah. Well,
I'm really close. I'm still haven't made. I'm not 100%.
What is passion fruit kicker? What style is this?
So wheat
you know,
beer.
The passion fruit style.
It's wheat beer with passion fruit.
I think that's what number 11 is.
Oh, because you know what it is.
I had to remember what I brought. I don't know, actually. I don't
what
know
if these are two different vintages of passion fruit kicker?
No, they're not. I'm gonna vote 11. I'm going to vote for whatever.
All right, you're voting
because
11.
Inherently, one of these has been knocked out, and one of these has not. What was that knocked out by? What was 5 knocked out
five
by?
5 was knocked out by the... Five was knocked out by the Rodenbach.
Oh, okay. And then what? It knocked out the
wait. Did it? So wait. Five. So Greenflesh lost to the Rodenbach, and then they went against each other again, and they beat it.
Oh no! Because Rodenbach got knocked out by 11.
By 11.
Sorry, that's right. It got knocked out by 11. Sorry.
Okay.
About
so
that would have been hilarious if that's what happened.
11 knocked out the beer that knocked out 5.
Yeah. That's true.
All right.
But, it's a thing about matchups.
Yeah.
No. So, you, all right. Are you voting?
I'm voting 11.
Okay, you vote 11, I did. You probably voting for 5.
No, actually, I'm going to vote for 11. Not just for solidarity, but right now I'm preferring
that's
whatever.
A pretty good beer.
Okay. Nice. So, hey, you're the winner, Ross.
What is this beer?
It is the Avery Brewing Lilik.
Lilikoi Cupola?
Lilikoi Cupola. It's a Belgian with spices and passion fruit. 5.4%. God damn it. It's both passion fruit.
Is Lilikoi like, what the hell is that thing? Is it like white soft flesh around a seed? Is that?
That sounds really sexual.
I have no
like,
idea.
Like real
man.
Sexual.
It's, I had this beer. My boss is really into this beer. Shane's like, dude, try this. Oh my god, so juicy. This is like such a good summer beer. And
I hope Shane is listening to this.
Amanda, is this a good impression of his boss?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And he just kinda, he gets behind some beers, and he will tell you they are the top 5 beers in the store right now. Oh my god. But look what it did. We all liked it.
I officially hate passion fruit.
Yeah, passion fruit's hot right now.
I'm not doing
hot
passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
Now, if I ever see a beer that's passion fruit anything, I'm not only not buying it, but I'm going to knock it off the shelf.
What about passion fruit milkshake?
From Tired
from
Hands
tired
and on
hands.
The Polo?
Never had it.
Oh,
but
it's
that's,
good as shit.
But I will based on the Polo and Tired Hands is probably
yes.
good. It's probably quite good.
It's pretty hip.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
pretty,
they probably don't have potpourri mixed in
damn,
with it.
Right.
So,
that.
You know.
Although it is kind of funny to me that we're making a joke about passion fruit and how it relates to the human body and milkshake, according to
the
song,
and
is
the
also
milkshake
is also a part of a body. That's funny.
Okay. Okay.
It's getting sexual here on Brutal Bad.
I would make love to that character, Rouge. By Rodenbach. That is a damn fine beer. Actually, a lot of the Rodenbach stuff is just damn fine.
Rodenbach is great.
Right.
Love it. So.
I hope Rodenbach has a wide mouth bottle.
Hey!
that was nice. That was a nice thing to say about me. That's nice. So anyway,
oh
Ross,
God.
This is your first tournament. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. I feel pretty strange about the Rodenbach, all three of them at the end.
I'm just saying, it'll haunt you guys. That one choice will haunt you.
Well, you know what? At least we didn't pick the line in Kugel over Rodenbach.
Yes.
You know?
No, that's true.
Like, let's think about it.
Because that may be
what could have happened. What could have been.
So anyway, yeah, let's divvy up the winning.
Yeah, so we have the...
Let's not open it right next to the microphone.
Oh. So you guys can hear the
maybe not a good idea.
The paper.
Okay,
you
so
can really get immersed.
We're going to do the seated thing. So, what we have for prizes. For me, Modus Mandarina by Scott Brewing. It's a IPA with mandarina hops as well as some peel.
Orange or
Mandarin orange peel, I believe.
Oh, mandarina hops and mandarin peel.
Yeah. It's pretty good. We got, this was also one I put in, Bloodline, Blood Orange.
Nothing wrong with that.
Beer. Ale by Flying Dog. Then we have, White Birch Brewing's Blueberry Berliner Weiss. Oh my god, that sounds good.
Everyone says it's great, and...
You brought that?
I brought that, and I just said, you know, it'll be too easy to pick out. It's probably the only blueberry beer.
Oh, I almost put this one in. Devil's Backbone's Cranberry Goza, Tart Cranberry Ale. Almost put that one in. Oh, Duclos Funk. Blueberry Citrus Wheat. Dan, did you bring that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should have put that in. Set that El Cabong, just saying.
Whatever. Mine got second place in this tournament.
That's true. That's true. And then the New Belgium Citradelic Tangerine IPA.
A fine beer.
Yeah. So, Ross, you're the winner. You get the first pick. Which one of those beers do you want?
Oh, man. So there's only two that I haven't had. One, the White Birch that I brought, and then the Ska. And I don't think I've ever had anything from Ska. So,
there you go.
I'm going to have to go for it. I've only heard good things about this brewery.
Dan Kim, second pick.
I'm going to, let's see. I'm debating between the Cran Goza and the Blueberry Berliner Weiss. And I'm going to... Now, remind me, was it...
remind me what all these beers are.
No, was Devil's Backbone recently bought?
Yeah, by Anheuser. All
right, then on principle, I'm going to go with...
White Birch is nowhere near getting bought, probably ever.
I'm going to go with White Birch. Not because I think it's better, but just on principle.
I think I'm
anti-AB and Bev. Okay. So on principle, I'm going to go with it.
I'm going to choose the New Belgium Citradelic Tangerine IPA.
Have you had it?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to try it. That's why. All right, Ross, you're back up of the three.
You want. We love Bloodline. We've drank a lot of Bloodline together.
On Nitro. Is that a Nitro
can?
No, they don't do Nitro cans.
Unfortunately.
Okay. That should be a Nitro can.
I see. Well, I'll make it out to you.
Is it Nitro on draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nitro draft of Bloodline is so good.
It's really good.
It sounds good.
I have a lot of fond memories with this beer and my girlfriend. And my girlfriend's here.
So you're
going to pick this beer.
Right. Dan Kim? You probably want the Cranberry Goza now.
Well, since I made such a big deal about principle.
So you clearly...
I'm going to immediately make myself a hypocrite. No, I'm going to go with the Duclos.
Are you sure?
Have you had it?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. It is quite good.
All right,
then I'll take the Cranberry
Have you had that?
Nope. So. I have one... that I haven't tried yet at my house. So, Dan Kim, you can just take the Cranberry Goza.
Oh, sweet.
Now you're a hypocrite.
I win!
Wow. Look at that, Carlin. You brought probably what was realistically the best beer in the Rodenbach.
Just because you have a weird elitism.
I prefer things that are expensive.
Yeah.
And it's got history. It's important.
2 years to make that beer.
No, I'm talking about Rodenbach as a brand.
Well, yeah,
brewery. But you brought that, and then you didn't win, and then you gave away one of your winnings.
It's all good.
Like, all you got out of this was a Citradelic, and we made all this mess in plastic cups in your house.
It's all good. This is, do it for the love of it.
Yeah.
Amanda, was this anything like you thought it would be?
It's everything.
Everything
and more.
Yes.
Wow. What a salesman. Salesperson.
Well, that's a perfect way to end this thing.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad you came, Amanda. You contributed nicely.
Yes,
I enjoyed being here.
Some very good.
Says the man, bringing that passion fruit crap.
I think that Green Flash was like the best conversational beer. There was a lot to talk about in that beer.
That is a good point. Yeah. There is a lot to talk about with it. Thank you, Dan, for bringing conversation pieces.
It got second place.
Yeah. Whatever.
This isn't over, Dan.
A good way to go out is, because we all won, we all got winnings and stuff, how about we all go out as losers, too? We can all drink some Watermelon Dorado. Take a shot of Watermelon Dorado.
All right.
Let's get it. What number was it?
Number three.
I'm doing this for you.
Yeah.
Not because I want to do this.
All right. So
it's nice and warmed up. It's going to be real opened up nicely.
It's very bitter. All right. Cheers.
Gentlemen, cheers. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And this will.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my God.
Ross hates it the most and he drank all of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, it's a shot. Like,
it is so bitter and gross.
It's really bitter and, like, super artificial tasting.
It's bittersweet. And in the worst way possible.
Well, on that note, we're going to end this episode on a bad taste in our mouth.
Yeah.
But
we all have leftover rodent bog. It's fine.
Yeah,
we're good.
So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Dan, Ross, Amanda, Rebecca.
For organizing all this, right? She brought everything down on a tray. Everything was nice, labeled, organized, wonderful.
Rebecca, make yourself audible.
Hello.
There she is.
And that's it. So, Rebecca, why don't you close us out, everybody?
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.